This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. There are nearly 100 members of the Northwestern Michigan College Concert Band, and they recently gave a performance called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. The concert featured medleys from 6 different popular musicals presented in chronological order. At the concert's start, conductor Pat Brumbaugh had a quick word of instruction for the audience.
One brief word. Feel free to sing along.
Thank you.
We heard a medley of music from Oklahoma, composed by Richard Rodgers, performed by the NMC Concert Band. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert and a recent performance called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. Here's conductor Pat Brumbaugh introducing the next medley, selections from Bernstein's West Side Story.
You know, one of the musicals that we always think about as being, oh my gosh, that's a classic. That has to have been one of the greatest musicals of all time, is West Side Story. Because we love Leonard Bernstein. I love Leonard Bernstein. And he was such a great composer and such a great conductor. You know that he was the first American-born, American-trained conductor of a major symphony orchestra ever in the United States. So, you know, he's a beloved man, did a lot for music education, but when West Side Story first debuted in 1957, yeah, everybody kind of went, meh. It wasn't really well received. In fact, if you compare it to the 2,212 performances of Oklahoma in 1931, or actually 1943, then in 1958, it only ran for 2 years and had 732 performances. So they just didn't know. It was the 50s, after all. As we all know, it's based on Romeo and Juliet, right? But originally, and the music was Leonard Bernstein, the lyrics were Stephen Sondheim, probably one of his first as a lyricist. But it was originally going to be about a Catholic boy and a Jewish girl. So I don't know how Maria would have turned out, but... or cool, for that matter. But so they changed that, obviously. It ran for 2 years, only had 732 regular performances before it closed in 1959. But as we all know now, it's one of the greatest musicals of all time. So again, feel free to sing along. You know, as we were preparing this concert, we're all thinking, why is this so hard to play six pieces of music? And then... Martin, who is on all the posters, he's the famous Martin of the trombone section. Yeah, that's Martin. said, it's because there are 48 key changes in this beat, you know, in this concert. Well, you're right about that. That makes it hard. West Side Story.
Thank you.
We heard selections from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story in a recent performance given by the Northwestern Michigan College Concert Band, conducted by Pat Brumbaugh. The program was called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. The members of the NMC Concert Band range in age from high school students to folks in their 80s. Check out classicalipr.org for more information about the ensemble's demographics. And here's their conductor, Pat Brumbaugh, to introduce the next medley. Music from Fiddler on the Roof, composed by Jerry Bock.
Thank you. What great tunes, right? Doesn't get any better than that, except when you get to Fiddler on the Roof, which is kind of making a comeback right now since West Senior High's doing it. And I think there was just a Broadway version in Yiddish, actually, that just came out. So this opened in 1964, and it had the first musical theater run in history to surpass 3,000 performances. Yeah, that's a lot. Fiddler held the record for the longest running Broadway musical for almost 10 years until Grease came along and surpassed it. So yeah, another good one. But Fiddler won 9 Tony Awards, spawned 5 Broadway revivals, and a highly successful 1971 film adaptation, and has enjoyed enduring national popularity ever since. So who was the original Tevye? Got it. Zero Mostel. So the music is by Jerry Bock, with lyrics by Sheldon Harnack, based on a book, Tevye and His Daughters. And it's set in Imperial Russia, and where Nicholas and Alexander were still the Tsar and Tsarina. This is around 1905, on the eve of the Russian Revolution. So it was a fairly political musical. Centers around Tevye and his long-suffering father of 5 daughters. My father had 5 daughters, I understand. And his attempts to maintain his Jewish religion and the traditions, cultural traditions, with all the outside influences which are encroaching on the family's lives. Only one of which was the edict of the Tsar that evicted the Jews from their villages. So a lot of the music in this, if you've never seen the musical, if you go home and watch it, it's really wonderful. And it, some of the songs are heartbreaking. Some of them are funny, If I Were a Rich Man. Some of them are just the most beautiful, heartbreaking songs you'll ever hear. The end of Fiddler is different than the original book. The original book is a little depressing. But in the musical, the family members all are alive, and most of them are all immigrating to America. And this is considered one of the first popular post-Holocaust depictions of the vanished world of the Eastern European Jews. So even more important in its place in history. So this is Fiddler on the Roof.
Thank you. Thank you.
A medley of music from Fiddler on the Roof, composed by Jerry Bock and performed by the NMC Concert Band in a recent program called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to Classical IPR in Concert here on Interlochen Public Radio.
It's beautiful music. I think we're only about halfway through the 48 key signature changes, aren't we, Martin? Halfway. The next musical, which came around in 1986, but was based on a 1910 novel by French writer Gaston Leroux. Anybody French here? I'm hoping that's okay. The novel itself was partially inspired by historic events at a Paris opera during the 19th century, and all sorts of ghost stories and things that went on. Apparently, the scene where the chandelier falls is based on truth. There was a chandelier falling in actual life at this very unlucky opera house. And this was Phantom, the whole story of the Phantom of the Opera was transcribed successfully into various stage and film adaptations. Do you remember the 1925 Lon Chaney, the Phantom of the Opera? Oh, okay. We don't have everybody, no, we don't, everybody who would have been 90-something is, yeah, that's not there. Okay. All right, I was hoping for that, but I've seen it, and I'm not 100. So there's that really famous one from 1925, and then Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical in 1986. So I know Flournoy and I have often talked about how often we've fallen asleep. No, I've fallen asleep during Phantom of the Opera. You fall asleep during Les Mis. I guess that's it. But the music is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So it's set in this actual Paris opera house where there really is an underground lake under the opera house. Really, seriously, I didn't make that up. And it's actually still used for training firefighters to practice swimming in the dark. Yeah, no. No, can you imagine what's in that? I'm not going down there. But anyway, Phantom of the Opera, feel free to sing along.
Thank you. Thank you.
medley of music from Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. That's from a program called Musicals That Changed Our Lives, recently presented by the Northwestern Michigan College Concert Band. You're listening to this performance on Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. The NMC Concert Band is an entirely volunteer ensemble. The members include lots of students and educators, plus physicians, cosmetologists, foresters, and maintenance workers, just to name a few. You can see a complete list of the members' day jobs on our website at classicalipr.org. Next up, a medley of music from Aladdin, composed by Alan Menken and introduced here by the ensemble's conductor, Pat Brumbaugh.
See, you'd never suspect there are falling chandeliers in that or underground waterways. It's so beautiful. Thank you to Andrew Lloyd Webber. The next one, some of you may have watched many times with your children or your grandchildren, maybe so many times that you can actually sing every note and every word that Robin Williams spoke. And it's Aladdin, one of my favorites. This was brought out in 1992 and was a musical fantasy produced and released by Walt Disney. One of the greatest character voices to me in this Disney musical is the genie with Robin Williams. I mean, it's just yes. Absolutely. It's based on an Arabic folk tale, and I know of the same name, and I know you know the story, so I don't have to tell you about the story. But the musical score is by Alan Menken. The lyrics written by Howard Ashman, but Howard Ashman died when they were in the process of writing it, so about six of the songs he wrote the lyrics to, and then Tim Rice took over and finished the lyrics up. Alan Menken was that the Little Mermaid?
Yep.
Yeah, and some other great Disney. And what else? Beauty and the Beast, yeah. Too many to even think. He was brilliant. Aladdin was released in 1992, quickly became the highest grossing film, earning more than $504 million at the box office. Was the highest grossing animated film of all time, until The Lion King came along. There are lions, there are animals in it, why would you not? But Aladdin won 2 Academy Awards and was the first and only Disney film to earn a Grammy Award for Song of the Year for the film's title song. So this has got some really fun music in it, and I know you can hear Robin Williams in this when we get to the character of the genie. Selections from Aladdin.
Thank you.
Music from Aladdin, composed by Alan Menken and performed by the NMC Concert Band in a recent program called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. This is Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and last but not least on the program, we heard selections from Wicked, music of Stephen Schwartz, and here's conductor Pat Brumbaugh to introduce the medley.
Our final tune tonight brings us to 2003, and one of the most acclaimed musicals of all times, at least recently, based on one of the most horrible movies of my life, The Wizard of Oz. There are witches, and Wicked is based on the story of the relationship between the two witches. Personally, I could do without witches in my life forever, and flying monkeys just don't really appeal to me. But some of the music is really good. So we made some cuts in this, so it's a kind of a shortened version of this, because it really is vocally just fantastic, but it doesn't always translate to band very well. There's a lot of witch stuff, which is usually loud and angry, and bands are loud anyway, and we don't really like being angry. But it's a Broadway musical. It's written, the music and the lyrics, by Stephen Schwartz, based on the novel Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West, from 1995. But of course, both the musical and the novel were based on the 1900 novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Now, I don't know why everybody thought he was so wonderful, but he just hid behind a curtain and did things. But anyway, in the film, The Wizard of Oz, which seemed to show every year on the same Sunday night. Do you remember that? Yeah, I would hide. So the musical is told from the perspective of the witches in the Land of Oz. So there's two, Elphaba, who is the Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda, the Good Witch. I can't tell them apart. But so they struggle through different personalities, different viewpoints in Wicked, and their rivalry over the person they're in love with, and their reactions to the wizard's corrupt government, and ultimately Elphaba's public fall from grace. In the original Wicked, which premiered on Broadway in 2003, and in July of 2018, between those two premieres, it had over, and here's, this is an astonishing number, over 6,138 performances. Surpassed A Chorus Line, to become Broadway's sixth longest running show. So that's pretty amazing. They also, in 2016, Wicked surprised, or surpassed, $1 billion in total Broadway revenue, joining The Phantom of the Opera and The Lion King as the only Broadway shows to accomplish this feat ever. And in 2017, Wicked surpassed The Phantom of the Opera as Broadway's highest grossing musical, trailing only, again, grosses, yeah. That was a, yeah, Freudian slip. Trailing only, you guessed it, The Lion King. Once again, showing you that animals will win out in the end. So thank you all for being here tonight. This is great to have this many people here. Tell your friends the Christmas concert's gonna be great. So thank you, thank you. I hope that you enjoyed the little demographic information on the back of the program. That kind of, yeah, it's really interesting. I want to thank Myrna Yagle for accumulating all of that information. She went house to house, got it wrong. But it goes to show you that music isn't something, you can have bad knees and still play music. And so, if you played when you were younger, it comes back. Keep it up. Thank you.
the NMC Concert Band with a medley from the musical Wicked, the conclusion of their recent concert called Musicals That Changed Our Lives. This has been Classical IPR in Concert. You can see the complete program for this concert on our website at classicalipr.org. The recordings heard on this program were engineered by Kevin Wills. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.